Module 10 Safety Program. Companies need safety programs that cater to the needs of their employees, vendors, and customers. While it is possible to hire consultants, any risks are the responsibility of the organization. Safety programs require performing a risk assessment, establishing goals and objectives, developing policies and procedures, and training employees to adhere to the program guidelines. Risk assessment. We have already looked at risk assessments on a small scale. A safety program is a large-scale risk assessment. You must begin by choosing who should be involved, such as managers, leaders, engineers, safety professionals, and anyone who has important insight. This group is responsible for assessing every possible hazard or risk. Be sure to include recent injuries, reports, and violations. The risks that are found need to be ranked according to severity, such as we have already done. Finally, it is necessary to rank the risks in order of importance to determine what will be addressed first and how. Establish goals and objectives. After understanding the risks that your company faces, you must establish goals and objectives for improvement. In safety, some goals may be descriptive and others numeric. Descriptive goals are broad and easier to achieve, which is why OSHA recommends them. Descriptive goal example. Make sure all employees are trained in safety policies and procedures and how they apply to them. Numeric goals are more specific but do not factor in existing medical conditions or injuries. Numeric goal example. Limit incidence of workers' compensation cases to 10 this year. Once you have clear goals in mind, you will be able to create related objectives. Objectives are a bit more detailed than descriptive goals. Objectives need to include feedback from employees, easy to understand, specific, and easy for employees to reach. Example of objective: hold monthly emergency drills. Goals and objectives need to be written down and regularly assessed to determine what changes need to be made and if the goals and objectives are attainable. Develop policies and procedures. Policies and procedures follow the goals and objectives. Policies are guidelines that help employees achieve the company goals and objectives. The procedures are the day-to-day activities that reflect the policies that have been implemented. Safety policies are broken down into specific areas of focus, such as workplace violence. This will define workplace violence, who is responsible, and possible repercussions. For example, a policy would state, Company A is committed to providing a safe work environment, which includes the risk of workplace violence. Every incident of violence, regardless of severity, will be addressed seriously. We have a no-tolerance policy, and any act of threats or violence must be reported to an employee supervisor or police when necessary. Procedures follow policies in a more detailed way. They will be unique for each company, so there are a few steps to help create them. Observe the activities and research. Assess legal obligations. Create a sequence of steps that control hazards. Test new procedure. Have approval or buy-in for procedure. Assess and review. Training. All employees need training for a safety program to be effective. Some areas of safety are universal, while others are designed for specific activities. Always remember that the training your employees receive is relevant to them. Periodic training is necessary. Also, training is necessary when the company implements new policies or procedures or an injury occurs. There are different methods for training employees, so choose the best for your company. Training methods: instructor or classroom, interactive, hands-on, computer-based, online training. While there are pros and cons to each of the training methods, in many safety situations, hands-on is recommended. Case study. Peggy and Josh were tasked with creating a safety program for their restaurant. To save time, they copied goals, objectives, policies, and procedures from a template another restaurant created. A month after training, an employee was injured using the fryer. Their safety program did not address using the fryer because the template did not include frying. Peggy and Josh were removed from leading the safety program and almost lost their jobs.